Well, twice a year, hundreds and hundreds of Aussie companies release their latest results. It happens in February and also in August. And Feb's the month where most companies release their half-year numbers. So that's for the 6 months between July and December 2020. It's obviously been a crazy year for everyone. That includes companies. So let's take a look at what to expect from some sectors on the Aussie market. And let's kick off with the banks. Now, the banks are a unique bunch because they tend to not release their results at the same time as all other sectors. But so we'll have to wait for ANZ, Macquarie, Westpac and Bank of Queensland with their results out from March through to May. But we'll still get some numbers, half-year results from CBA and also Bendigo and Adelaide Bank in February. And NAB will be out with a quarterly update as well. In a nutshell, interest rates are at super low levels at the moment. That can actually boost lending, but can also boost competition. And it's generally a negative when it comes to margins, profit margins. On a positive note, though, fewer people are actually deferring their home loan repayments at the moment. And that can actually be quite supportive for boosting cash flow. Something else to watch will be dividend payments. Now, most of the banks did pay out dividends in the tail end of last year, but they're actually tiny compared to what they're used to. So the market will be watching to see if banks are raising their dividends. Next up, mining stocks. Now, iron ore miners in particular deserve a mention here because they've gone through the roof recently on the market. In fact, BHP, Rio and Fortescue all hit record highs in the early part of January. That's had everything to do with the iron ore price, which has been sitting pretty at a nine-year high, and that's because China's been buying more from Australia. What this could mean, though, is they could be judged quite harshly if their results underwhelm. Something else to consider is heading into the reporting season. Most of the miners release quarterly updates, and that can give you a sense about how they've done most recently. Next up, energy stocks. Well, they were the worst performers as a sector last year. They were down about 30%. This was mainly, of course, due to the coronavirus and what this has meant for bringing their global economy to a standstill. The good news, though, is that oil prices have recently jumped by about 50%. The bad news is that all of those gains came through in November and December, so you won't really have the full positive effect of higher oil prices in these current results. Next up, healthcare. Well, due to the coronavirus over the year, we've had demand for protective equipment, for gloves, for ventilators, super strong. And this is a reason why Ansell, Fisher & Paykel, and also ResMed have all done very well. And most of these stocks have also raised their expectations in recent times. Hasn't all been positive in the healthcare sector, though. Companies like Cochlear and Ramsay, they've been negatively impacted by disruptions to elective surgeries. And also CSL has had issues collecting plasma in the United States. That's important because CSL collects plasma, turns it into some of its highest earning products as well. Next up, travel-related companies. Now, for obvious reasons, with all the lockdowns and the border closures, this also has been an area of the market that's done quite poorly over the year. Now, Qantas last month said it will post a significant loss this year. Flight Centre back in November said it's unable to provide any guidance because of the coronavirus. We've had Transurban selling off some of its assets in the United States, and Sydney Airport's made it clear it's not paying a dividend for some time. Retailers next up. Well, the impact on retail has been varied. We've already had, of course, many of the department stores struggling pre-COVID anyway, but they've continued to do so. But there have been some companies that were well placed to actually service people during the lockdown. So stocks like JB Hi-Fi, Harvey Norman, Kogan, Temple & Webster, Adairs and Wesfarmers, all of these stocks have come out with solid updates recently. Next up, technology. Well, tech stocks were by far the best last year, lifting by more than 50%. And that's a reason why we've already had solid results from some of these stocks. Xero, the cloud accounting company, already handed down a 20% lift in sales recently. NextDC, which is a data center operator, also said it's on track for profits lift by at least 20%. We've also heard from WiseTech, which reiterated profits could lift as much as 40%. And Redbubble in recent quarters has seen sales and profits essentially doubling. Enjoy the reporting season ahead.